我们打开以弗所书第六章第五节到第九节。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verses 5 to 9.
以弗所书第六章第五节到第九节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 5 to 9。
第六章第五节，你们做仆人的要惧怕上敬。用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。你们做主人的待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他必不偏待你。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
我根据2007年的一个报告
，According to a report from 2007，
那么很多的美国人感觉到对他们的工作越来越不满意。
Many Americans are less and less satisfied with their work.
那么今天少过50%的美国人对他们的工作感到不满。
Today, less than 50% of the people, are satisfied with their work.
那么如果比起20年前的61%的话，
as opposed to 61% being satisfied with their work in the past.
那么已经下降了很多。
It's gone down a lot.
人的一生大部分的时间都是投资在这个工作上。
Most of a person's life is invested in work.
在中学毕业或者大学毕业后。就开始工作。
After high school or college graduation, then you begin to work.
那么一直做到退休为止。
And you work until you retire.
在美国的退休年龄都是大概65岁。
And the U.S. that's about 65.
所以你可以看到这么长的时间占了人2/3的年岁。
And you see the length of this time covers about 2/3 of the lifespan.
那么可见工作对人生是重大的一部分。
So we see that work is a very major part of a person's life.
那么到底圣经对工作有什么看法？
But what is the view of scripture on work?
那么神创造人之后把人安置在伊甸园里面。
After God created the heaven and the earth, He placed men in the Garden of Eden.
那么目的就是要他们看守这个伊甸园。
And the purpose is so that they could take care of the garden.
就好像创世纪第二章第十五节说。
Just as in Genesis 2:15 it says.
他说耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
那么看起来工作是神所安排的，是美好的。
So work is something that God has destined and it is good.
我们在传道书第五章第18节、19节也讲到。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 18 and 19 it also mentioned.
他说我所见为善美美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子赐贺。
Then I realized that it is good and proper for a man to eat and drink.
享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处。
And to find satisfaction in his toilsome labor under the sun.
因为这是他的份。
During the few days of life God has given him, for this is his lot.
神赐人资财丰富，使他能以次用，能取自己的份。
Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions, and enables him to enjoy them,
在他的劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。
To accept his lot and happy, and be happy in his work, this is a gift of God.
所以我们看到神把工作赐给人。
So we see that God has given men work.
使他在这个劳碌当中能够得到喜乐。
So that in his work he may find joy.
乃是神的恩赐。
So this is a gift of God.
那么可见神是要我们在工作中得到那种喜乐。
So we see that God desires us to find joy in our work.
得到那种满足。
To receive that satisfaction.
但是我们如何能够从我们的工作中得到满足呢？
But how can we find satisfaction in our work?
那么刚才我们看那段经文有提供一些方法，我们可以得到这个满足。
The passage that we read give us some methods as to how we can find satisfaction.
那么刚才那段经文讲到一个仆人跟一个主人之间的关系。
And the passage talks about the relationship between slaves and masters.
那么同时也讲到他们的责任。
And it talks about their responsibilities.
所以当我们看这个经文的时候，
So when we look at the scripture,
我们可能心里面被想。
Perhaps in our hearts we're thinking,
这个是跟那些做仆人跟主人所说的。
This is talking about slaves and masters.
跟我没有任何的关系。
Has no relationship with me.
但是当我们去了解保罗当时那个时代的背景的时候，
But when we understand the background of Paul during that time,
然后我们就明白这段经文是不受这个时代的限制。
Then we realize that this passage is not limited by time.
因为在当时的罗马社会里面，大部分的工作都是由这些仆人所做的。
Because in the Roman society, most of the work were done by the slaves.
那么估计在罗马社会里面，这个罗马帝国里面有6000万这个仆人。
And the estimation is that in the Roman Empire, there were 60 million slaves.
那么将近整个罗马帝国的一半的人口。
And it's about half of the Roman Empire population.
那么这些仆人大部分都是从那个战争的时候被掳回来的。
And these slaves are usually captured during battle.
他们能够做各种各样的工作。
And they can do all kinds of work.
比如说他们当中有医生。
For instance, there are doctors.
有些是老师。
Some are teachers.
有些是秘书。
Some are secretaries.
等等的职位。
Etc.
那么这些仆人成为他们家庭的一个成员。
And these slaves became part of the family.
那么这些法律就需要这些主人供应这些仆人他们的需要。
And the law stipulates that the owner must provide the needs of the servant, the slave, such as food and shelter.
无论如何，这些仆人他们没有什么任何的权利。
But no matter what, these slaves do not have any rights.
所以在我们还没有仔细的来看今天的经文。
So before we look in detail of today's passage,
让我们再看以弗所书第五章第二十一节。
Let's look again at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21.
以弗所书第五章二十一节讲到又当为敬畏基督之心彼此顺服。
Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
然后我们看到这些经文是牵涉到夫妻丈夫的关系。
We realize that this verse applies to husband and wife.
也牵涉到一个做儿女和父母之间那种关系。
And it relates to the relationship between parents and children.
最后牵涉到一个做主人跟一个做仆人之间的关系。
And lastly, the relationship between slaves and masters.
也就是今天我们要来探讨的。
And that's what we're going to study today.
所以圣经讲到，无论是夫妻关系，或者儿女父母关系，或者主人跟仆人之间的关系，必须依照 以弗所书第五章二十一节的原则。
So no matter if it's a relationship between husband and wives, or children and parents, or slaves and masters, we must come back to the principle of Ephesians 5:21.
就是单纯敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And that is to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以今天的经文就讲到这个做仆人跟子啊、这个主人的那种责任。
So today's passage talks about the responsibilities of the slave and the master.
那么首先让我们来看仆人的责任。
First, let's look at the responsibility of slaves.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
你们做仆人的要惧怕战兢，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一样。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ.
所以一个做仆人的听从主人是出于他与基督的之间那种关系。
So for a slave to obey his master from the heart, it's as out of the relationship that he has with Christ.
因为他听从基督，因此他必会听从主人。
Because he obeys Christ, therefore he would obey his master.
所以他与基督那种之间的关系影响了他跟他主人的关系。
So his relationship with Christ affects his relationship with his master.
所以一个基督徒不单在星期天被世人看为是一个基督徒。
So for a Christian, now you're a Christian not only on Sunday.
啊，在其他的六天里面也表现出他也是一个基督徒。
For the other six days, he must also exhibit the fact that he is a Christian.
那么很多时候我们会把我们的生命分成两部分。
Oftentimes we divide our lives into two parts.
啊，星期天是很属灵的。
Sundays are the spiritual day.
然后其他的六天是属世的。
And the other six days are is secular.
啊，星期天的时候好像一个天使一样。
And on Sundays you're a saint.
啊，其他的六天好像魔鬼一样。
And on the other six days you're like a devil.
那么其实基督徒的生命无论在什么地方、什么时候都是属灵的。
And so as a Christian, no matter where you're at, your life should be spiritual.
那么旧约圣经里面讲到一个人，他的名字叫做但以理。
And the Old Testament, there was a man named Daniel.
那么但以理被掳到这个巴比伦王国之后
，Daniel was a captive to Babylon.
那么一直在侍奉外邦人的国王
，and he continuously served Gentile kings.
那么这些国王他们都是敬拜偶像的
，these kings worshipped idols.
那么如果你把这个但以理书整本看一遍哦
，if you read through the book of Daniel.
那么你会发觉到但以理虽然他活在一个非常属世的一个社会里面
And you realize that even though Daniel lived in a very secular world
而且活在一个敬拜偶像非常严厉的一个社会里面
And even a world that truly worshipped idols
但是他从来没有把他与神那种之间的关系跟这个社会隔绝
But he never separated his life with Christ, with God from the secular responsibilities.
这些君王都知道但以理所敬拜那他那位神。
All the kings knew of the God of Daniel.
那么有一次当这个但以理被人陷害的时候
And one time there was a plot against Daniel.
那么那些人在这位王的面前就设计了一个计谋。
These people came up with a plot before the king.
那么把但以理丢在那个狮子坑里面。
And Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
那么胜利王他知道这件事情，他心里面非常的难过。
The king was very sorrowful about this event.
如果你看圣经的话，这位王他晚上的时候他睡不着觉。
And if you look at the scripture, this king couldn't sleep at night.
那么他隔天早上的时候，他就去看但以理。
And the next morning he went to the lion's den.
所以他就去打听看到底但以理还是活着还是已经死掉了。
He tried to find out if Daniel lived through the night.
所以他对但以理说。
So he called out to Daniel.
他说：“永生的神的仆人但以理啊，你所侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗
？”Daniel, servant of the living God. Has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?
请注意，这位王知道但以理所侍奉那位神。
Please note that even this king knows of the God who Daniel serves.
所以这就表明但以理所信仰那位神是公开的。
So you see that Daniel's faith in God is very public.
所以我们在其他的六天里面，到底有把我们的神公开给众人知道吗？
So in the other 6 days of our lives, do we openly proclaim Christ in our lives?
所以但以理在很年轻的时候就被掳到巴比伦去。
So Daniel was quite young when he was a captive to Babylon.
他一生里面侍奉好几位的君王。
And in his life, he served several different kings.
他当过巴比伦王国、这波斯王国那些高官。
He was a high official both in Babylon and in Persian.
那么一直到他去世为止。
Until the time he died.
那么但以理去世的时候，他大概有80多岁。
Daniel died maybe in his 80s.
那么在他的一生中，他很忠诚地去侍奉这些君王。
In his life, he served these kings faithfully.
他忠诚地去侍奉这些君王，是出于他对神的忠心。
He faithfully served these kings out of his faithfulness towards God.
所以但以理这个榜样是值得我们去学习的。
So Daniel's example is worthy of our copying.
那么但以理很忠诚地侍奉这些君王。
And Daniel served faithfully these kings.
因为他知道他所侍奉的那位永生的神。
Because he knows that the living God whom he serves.
让我们再回到这个六章第七节。
And let us turn to Ephesians 6 verse 7.
这里讲到甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Here it says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men.
所以当我们侍奉我们的主人的时候
So as we serve our masters,
我们应当是甘心乐意的
We should do so wholeheartedly,
就像我们服侍我们的主一样
Just as we serve our Lord.
还有第六节那边讲到
And verse 6 it says,
他说不要只在眼前侍奉像是讨人喜欢的要像基督的仆人从心里遵行神的旨意
Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you,But like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart.
那么很多时候，当我们做一件事情的时候，我们希望人看到我们。
Sometimes we do something, we want people to see us.
我们也希望讨别人的喜欢。
And we want to find favor in their eyes.
但是第六节讲到，不是讨人的喜欢，而是遵循神的旨意。
But verse 6 says that it's not that we're trying to find favor in men's eyes, but it's so that we may please God.
我在大学念书的时候
When I was studying in college
我就在大学的餐厅里面打工
I was working in the college cafeteria
我的工作就是清理这个餐厅
My job was to clean up the cafeteria
这种工作通常都是到大家已经下班下课以后才做的
And this job usually is done after everyone has finished their classes
然后通常清理的范围非常的大。
And usually the area to clean is quite large.
有时候在一个没有人的角落那边清理。
And sometimes you're in a corner where no one else is.
在这种情况以下，那个试探非常大。
And under this circumstance, the temptation is great.
没有人看到，可以偷懒一下。
No one's watching. I can take a break.
精灵是
不是 Andy's laughing
我不是讲精灵我说有没有像个工人
Wondering if he has such workers
那么在这种情况下我突然间想到这个哥林多前书第十章三十一节
And under this circumstance I suddenly remember 1 Corinthians 10:31
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以当我想到这些经文的时候
，So when I think about these passages,
我就想到我必须把我的工作做好。
That's why I think that I have to do a good job of my work.
因为我侍奉的是这位神，这位耶稣基督。
Because who I serve is Jesus Christ.
那么虽然没有人看到我
，And even though no man is watching me,
但是神看到我。
But God sees me.
所以当我明白这点的时候，真的是改变我的生命。
So when I understood this point, it really changed my life.
在今天的办公处，有不少的人在电脑的面前做主。
And today, in a lot of offices, people sit in front of a computer.
但是你知道他们在看什么吗？
But do you know what they're looking at?
他们在上网。
They're surfing the web.
或者在办公室里面跟朋友打电话。
Or maybe they're talking with their friends.
跟朋友聊天。
Conversing with their friends.
那么，但是圣经里面哥罗西书在第三章二十二节讲到。
But in Colossians 3:22 it says.
他说：“你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要在眼前侍奉讨人的喜欢，总要存心存事敬畏主。”
Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord.
所以圣经讲到，无论我们做什么，我们不是讨人的喜欢。
So the Bible says that whatever we do, we're not trying to find favor with men.
然后无论我们做什么，我们不是做给人看的。
And whatever we do, we're just not showing off before men.
我们所做的是出于我们内心做的。
But what we do comes from our heart.
而且是甘心的侍奉。
And we do it wholeheartedly.
所以当一个做仆人的，他出于他所做的出于甘心。
So when a slave works wholeheartedly,
他将会从他的工作里面得到那种满足感。
He will find satisfaction in his work.
我在这个政府工程部工作的时候。
When I used to work in the engineering department in the government,
那么有位员工他非常的勤劳。
There was a worker who was very faithful to his work.
他对他的工作非常的认真。
He was very serious about his work.
我知道虽然没有人看到他。
I know that even though people are not watching him,
他都把他的工作做得有条有理。
He made sure that everything was done orderly.
他存着一种甘心乐意的态度来去做他的工作。
He worked at his work wholeheartedly.
虽然这位员工他不是一位基督徒。
Even though this worker was not a Christian.
但是他的态度是值得我们学习的。
But his attitude is worthy of our emulation.
所以一个做仆人的。
So as a slave.
在我们的岗位上，圣经讲到，我们应当尽我们的责任。
In our position, we should do our whole responsibility.
而且甘心的去侍奉。
And to do it wholeheartedly.
因为圣经讲到，我们所侍奉的不是人，而是那位神。
Because the Bible says that who we serve is not men, but God.
那么当我们如此做的时候，圣经讲，我们将会得到神的赏赐。
And when we do such thing, the Bible says we will receive our reward.
那么第八节讲到，因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
Verse 8 it says, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free.
所以我们每个人做工的，我们得到我们的工资。
So every one of us will receive our reward.
这是我们在地上的赏赐。
Our paycheck is the reward that we receive, the earthly reward that we receive.
但是身为神儿女的，如果我们按照神的心意去行事的话。
But as children of God, if we do things in accordance to God's will,
我们必得到更高的赏赐。
We will receive an even higher reward.
这个赏赐是从神而来的。
And that reward is from God.
所以今天这段经文不单讲到一个做仆人的责任。
And today's passage not only talks about the responsibility of the slaves,
也讲到做主人的责任。
He also talks about the responsibility of masters.
那么第九节讲到，你们做主人的，待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他不必偏待你。
Verse 9. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
所以当时保罗的时代，一个做主人的有非常大的权力。
During that time, the time of Paul, the masters had great authority.
所以在他之下的那些仆人都是他的产业。
And all the slaves that he has are his property.
啊，他喜欢怎么对待仆人就怎么对待仆人。
Whatever he wants to do to the slave, he could do it.
这完全是出于他的心愿。
As long as it's just out of his will.
所以在这种情况下，保罗劝勉这些做主人的要按神的旨意去对待这些仆人。
And under this circumstance, Paul urges the masters to treat their slaves according to God's will.
所以一个做主人的，他不只是侍奉人，他也是侍奉神。
So as a master, he's not only serving God, man, but he's also serving God.
所以他做主人的，圣经讲到不要去亏待这些仆人。
So the Bible says don't mistreat these slaves.
应该去恩待他们。
But they should show grace and mercy.
那么旧约圣经里面在路德记第二章讲到一个人叫做波亚斯。
And in the Old Testament, in the book of Ruth, it talks about a man named Boaz.
然后波亚斯他是一个大财主。
Boaz was a very wealthy man.
他拥有很多的田地。
He owned much land.
那么根据圣经的记载，这个波亚斯是一个非常好的一个主人。
But according to the biblical records, that Boaz is a very good man.
他很恩待他的工人。
He treated his slaves well.
那么有一天，圣经记载说，波亚斯从这个伯利恒回来的时候
，and scripture records that one day when Boaz was returning from Bethlehem，
他就对这些收割的工人说
，he greeted the harvesters，
他说愿耶和华与你们同在
，the Lord be with you，
然后这些收割的工人回答说愿耶和华赐福于你
，and the workers replied the Lord bless you。
那么可见波亚斯跟这些工人他们之间的关系。
So you see the relationship between Boaz and his servants.
他们存有一种互相尊重的一种关系。
They have mutual respect towards one another.
那么波亚斯不是因为自己是一个大财主。
And Boaz, he didn't because the fact that he's a landowner.
而且高高在上看不起他的工人。
That he would look down on his servants.
那么我刚才说过这些在保罗的时代做主人的。
And I mentioned that during Paul's time, the masters,
他们拥有非常大的权力。
They have great authority.
他们要做什么就可以做什么。
They could do whatever they wish.
但是保罗说他们不可以威吓他们。
But Paul says they cannot threaten their slaves.
但是这些做主人的和做仆人的，他们的身份已经不一样了。
Because as masters and slaves, their positions are already different.
他们已经信了耶稣。
They have believed in Christ.
他们有同一位天上的主。
They have the same Lord in heaven.
所以圣经告诉我们，这些做主人的应该用合适的方式对待这些仆人。
And so the Bible tells us that masters should use a proper way to treat their slaves.
所以圣经讲到做主人的不要去威吓这些做仆人的。
So as masters, they should not threaten their slaves.
也不应当去偏待他们。
Nor should they show favoritism.
很多时候做主人的或者当老板的。
Sometimes the master or the boss.
很容易去藐视这些做仆人的。
It's easy to look down on the servants.
特别是那些地位低的那些仆人
，especially those whose positions are low。
但是好像那个波亚斯那种主人，今天不少见。
But fortunately, masters like or bosses like Boaz is difficult to find today.
但是圣经讲到，当一个人信了耶稣以后，在主里面每一个人都是一样的。
But the Bible says that after you believe in Christ, every man in Christ is the same.
因为圣经讲到，无论是犹太人、希利人、做仆人的，或者做主人的，无论是男或是女，都是一样的。
Because before God, there is no difference between Jews or Gentiles, or master or slave, or man or woman.
所以圣经里面讲到，做主人的不应当偏待那些做仆人的。
So the Bible says that as a master, you should not show favoritism towards the slave.
如果我们看耶稣基督在四福音书里面他的生平的话
If we look at Jesus, the life of Christ in the four Gospels,
那么耶稣基督经常跟那些穷困穷苦的人在一起。
Jesus often spent his time with those who are poor.
那么他甚至跟那些法利赛人称为是那种罪人的人在一起。
And he even stayed with those who the Pharisees considered as sinners.
我在工程界工作大概有15年的时间。
I worked as an engineer for about 15 years.
无论是在政府或者私人公司里面。
Whether in the government or in private sector,
都有分等级。
There's always divisions of levels.
那么政府部门的等级，他们就分成最低就是 engineer， 然后是 senior engineer。
And the government, they divide it into engineer and senior engineer.
然后他们有 super scale G, F, E, D, C, B， 一直到 A。
And they have super scale from G all the way to A.
对 ，A 是最高的职位。
A is the highest level.
那么同样的，我在私人公司里面工作的时候
，And likewise in the private sector.
他们也有分那个等级。
They also have division.
他们是 engineer, senior engineer, associate director, director, CEO.
They divide into engineer, senior engineer, associate director, director, CEO.
所以这种等级分得非常的清楚。
And they divide it very clearly.
那么一个做这个 engineer 就是最低的那个职位，基本上很少有机会跟一个在 super skill A 或者 CEO 交流。
And if you're just an engineer, you have very little chance to associate with the super skill A or the CEO.
除非这个 super scale A 或者那个 CEO 他主动的来跟这些做低层的那些 engineer 来交流。
Unless those who are higher ranked will personally make the effort to make the connection with the lower class.
但是这种现象很少看到。
But you rarely see this.
人的本性就是喜欢自然的会偏待。那些低层的人。
Human nature naturally flows towards showing favoritism.
但是圣经说，当人成为神的儿女之后
，But the Bible says that after we become Christians.
特别是做主人的
，Especially as masters.
特别是坐在高位的
，Especially those who are high up.
不可偏待低层的人。
Cannot show favoritism and belittle those who are lower.
我在中学毕业之后
，After I graduated from high school，
那么申请大学
，I applied to colleges。
在等待的期间就去打工
，And during my waiting period I went and worked。
我记得有一位年轻的一位工人
，I remember a young worker。
每一天都给他的老板骂
，Every day he was scolded by his boss。
骂到他的头都不能够抬起来
，To the point that he couldn't even lift his head。
我心里面感觉到他非常的可怜。
I felt pity for him.
这位老板和这位年轻人都不是基督徒。
This boss and the Christian were, and the young man was neither were Christians.
但是在神的家庭里面，这种事情不应当发生。
But in God's family, such things should never happen.
面第九节讲到，你们做主人的待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他必不偏待你们。
Because in verse 9 it says, And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
是的，我们做基督徒。
Yes, we are Christians.
有时候我们会把我们的生命分成两部分。
Sometimes we divide our lives into two parts.
星期天是属灵的。
Sunday is spiritual.
其他六天是属世的。
And the rest of the six days are secular.
但是圣经里面讲到。
But the Bible says.
无论我们吃喝做任何的事情，我们必要荣耀我们的神。
Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
求主帮助我们明白我们做基督徒的本分。
Please help us understand our responsibilities as Christians.
让我们在我们的生命里面，无论什么时候，在什么地方，我们都是为你而做的。
So that no matter where we are at or what time it is, that we would do things according to your will.
让我们的生命能够荣耀你。
That our lives would give you glory.
我们将我们每一位交在你的手中。
We commit everyone into your hands.
求主带领。
Please lead us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.